We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 21, verses 7 through 9. Let me read verses 8 and 9 one more time as we ask this question this time. Were Philip's daughters prophetesses? Luke records, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven. And he had four unmarried virgin daughters who prophesied. So one of the questions that emerges from this passage is, were Philip's daughters regarded as prophetesses, or is Luke just noting that they exercised the gift of prophecy? These are not necessarily the same things. It's interesting to note that Eusebius, a 3rd century church history writer, includes this quote from another contemporary. Philip's daughters were buried in Hierapolis, where Philip himself is buried, and they were prophetesses. It would seem that the early church recognized the four daughters of Philip as prophetesses. Why is this important? Because the Apostle Paul outlined five ministry offices in Ephesians 4:11. He wrote, and it was he, meaning Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Now keep in mind that the embryonic church had very rudimentary organizational structures. As one scholar put it, quote, it did not come into the world equipped with a ready-made system of government. Decades would pass before Paul's epistles to Timothy and Titus gave clear instructions for the appointments of elders and deacons. Before that, it is fairly evident that the local house churches adopted a form of the leadership that had been used in Jewish synagogues. Now, as a part of the wider organization, the early church still saw the value in the Old Testament ministry of prophets, God's spokespersons to the believing community. We have seen this before, but it is worth repeating. Old Testament prophets could operate in two different modes: foretelling, that is, explaining current events, or foretelling, predicting what was to come. I should note that some of the Old Testament prophets focused entirely on foretelling. Their particular writings do not contain any predictions of future events. In these cases, the word prophetai has the meaning of speaking forth on God's behalf. And as others have noted, this marked the difference between a priest and a prophet. As one scholar put it, a priest spoke from man to God, while the prophet spoke from God to man. We might say that the priest was the mediator on man's side, but the prophet was the mediator on God's side. It's a good point, isn't it? So did Philip's daughters foretell and foretell? Well, let's bring all this information to bear on the subject at hand. Did Philip's daughters foretell God's messages and foretell the future? I suspect that they did both. They may well have been used by the Holy Spirit in delivering God's message as pointing to future events. Did Luke give us a clue about this? Perhaps so. If we look a little ahead in our text, right after the good doctor tells us that Philip's daughters prophesied, he records how Agabus showed up and predicted Paul's sufferings at Jerusalem. So, is he telling us that by inferring rather than simply stating it? We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.